This is
this
for
is,
a better life.
For a better life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
Sheikh Javed Akbari, the researcher on Islamic studies from Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Well, today in this episode I'm going to discuss domestic violence, and of course domestic violence is a very live phenomenon which we need to deal with from different angles and from different perspectives. Domestic violence is a reality, it's undeniable, and it is a bitter reality, of course. What do we need to do in order to reduce domestic violence? We know that domestic violence cannot be eliminated under any circumstances, but it can be ameliorated, it can be reduced, and it can be somehow abated. But before we talk about domestic violence in further detail, I would like you to know a definition. Of course, we need to start with a definition. According to the Merriam-Webster dictionary definition, domestic violence is the inflicting of physical injury by one family or household member on another. And it's also a repeated or habitual pattern of such behavior. So a repeated and a habitual pattern of violence in the family atmosphere, in the family setting, is also considered to be domestic violence. In 1993, the United Nations Declaration on the Elimination of Violence Against Women defined domestic violence as such: physical, sexual, and psychological violence occurring in the family, including battering, sexual abuse of female children in the household, dowry-related violence, marital rape, and female genital mutilation, and other traditional practices harmful to women, non-spousal violence, and violence related to exploitation. So this is a definition offered by the United Nations, of course, in 1993. And domestic violence, violence that occurs within the private sphere, generally between individuals who are related through intimacy or law. It is nearly always a gender-specific crime perpetrated by men against women, and it is used as a strong form of control and oppression. These are some definitions of domestic violence. The fact of the matter is this, that domestic violence is a real phenomenon that we need to talk about, that we need to discuss. Domestic violence makes life for many women and many children a nightmare. There's no doubt about it. And domestic violence makes life impossible for man and his wife to maintain and to live a good life, to live a better life, of course. And domestic violence is an evil phenomenon that unfortunately exists, and undeniably it exists, of course.
At this time, we have a short break, and then we'll listen to the continuation of the speech of Sheikh Javed Akbari. You're listening to For a Better Life from IRIB English Radio.
Dear brothers and sisters, addressing believers, the Holy Quran says, "Believers, be dutiful to Allah and bearers of just witness." Do not allow your hatred for other people to turn you away from justice. Deal justly, it is nearer to piety. Have fear of Allah. Allah is aware of what you do. So, this is one verse of the Holy Quran, which is obviously about doing justice, about being just, about not allowing hatred from other people to turn you away from justice. And what is actually important is to be just and to practice justice. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُونُوا قَوَّامِينَ لِلَّهِ شُهَدَاءً بِالْقِسْطِ وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَنْ لَا تَعْدِلُوا اِعْدِلُوا هُوَ أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَى وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. So deal justly. اِعْدِلُوا. It is nearer to piety. هُوَ أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَى وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ. Have fear of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. And of course, God is fully aware of what we do and of what you do. So, dear brothers and sisters, obviously, domestic violence is an undeniable phenomenon and it does exist. But there are verses in the Holy Quran. We need to discuss that specific verse which is in the Holy Quran and which has been interpreted or maybe translated by different translators differently. We need to use a correct translation of that verse. Of course, we will discuss this in the following episode. To come to a conclusion, first of all, we need to understand the definition of domestic violence. I gave you three definitions of violence. There is a verse in the Holy Quran which says, of course, we need to be just, we need to fear Allah, and we need to deal justly. And of course, the hatred from other people should not make us turn away from justice.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
Obviously, everyone should adhere to moral values, understand his or her responsibility, fulfill it, and make sure that he or she acts within the framework of his or her religious and moral obligation and moral duty. The religion of Islam has set our rights and our obligations. Every individual, whether man or woman, has his or her rights and obligations. If everyone does and fulfills his duties and his responsibilities, of course, complications, problems, and quarrels are less likely to arise. If we fail to do what we are supposed to do, that is when quarrels begin to emerge. And that's when feud, struggle, and of course internal violence and domestic violence begins to emerge. And in order for us to live a prosperous life, in order for us to live a better life, we need to change our behavior, we need to follow the teachings of the Holy Quran, and we need to follow the teachings of the infallibles, the Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him and his family, and the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim salatu wassalam. Inshallah, I will follow this discussion in the next episode. Until then, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was all for this program. Inshallah, we listen to other episode of this program for a better life. Same time, same channel. Fi amanillah.
Your mercy, your love is all I need. So all I need. So all I need.
I can't be. I know that you see how much.
you mean to me. Your love is all I need.